do have a quorum. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Strickland.
Here.
Strickland here. Alquist.
Here.
Alquist here. Anderson. Blakeslee.
Here.
Blakeslee here. DeLeon. DeSaulnier. Rubio. Rubio here. Wolk. Wolk here.
Quorum has been established. Good afternoon, Assemblymember Fuhrer. Welcome, and please proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thank you very much for having this hearing this afternoon. I won't take a lot of time because the issue is very straightforward. We've amended the bill in the Senate to take into account a recent change in federal guidance regarding a really important issue. Senior citizens who are going to be placed in a nursing home face huge financial issues. And so one of the things that the federal government does and the state follows is to say, if you have a spouse in a heterosexual relationship, then the assets that you are required to spend down in order to qualify for nursing home care are limited to assure that your spouse isn't bankrupted by that placement in a nursing home. Federal guidance, federal rules followed by the state also protect the house so that the remaining spouse is not rendered homeless by the necessity for nursing home care. Until a couple, just very shortly ago, a month ago or so, the federal government did not allow the same protections to apply to same-sex spouses. Federal guidance now has said that because we want to assure equity when it comes to nursing home care, that same-sex spouses can have their homes protected so they aren't rendered homeless when the other spouse goes into a nursing home. This bill would effectuate that policy and have it pertain to the house and to assets, just to assure that we're not treating same-sex spouses on the verge, when one of them is on the verge of being placed in a nursing home, not treating them differently than heterosexual couples. And with that basic statement of equity, in a situation to which all of us can relate, because all of us have had aging parents or relatives confronting a similar situation, I urge and I vote. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any witnesses in support? Please state your name and your position.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Mario Guerrero with Equality California, and we, of course, are here in strong support of AB 614 and thank the Assemblymember for authoring this bill. California law currently protects married heterosexual couples that utilize Medi-Cal benefits in a number of ways, as the Assemblymember mentioned. Heterosexual couples are able to transfer their home to their spouse or to other specified persons. This transfer does not incur a penalty. Current law does not offer the same protection to domestic partners. However, it is important to note that the Department of Healthcare Services currently does not put a lien on a home transferred from one domestic partner to another when one partner is accessing Medi-Cal benefits. So it is important to note that part of what this bill does is really putting in statute current practice. Heterosexual couples are also able to transfer a certain amount of funds to their spouse. And again, these transfers of assets do not incur a penalty. The Department of Healthcare Services guidance that was mentioned earlier clarifies that states have the flexibility to extend these benefits to same-sex couples under hardship criteria. Finally, I would just add that the Supreme Court of California ruled that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to establish and have officially recognized and protected family relationships and to equal protection under the laws. California has a duty to offer all benefits to domestic partners, as it does to married heterosexual couples, barring federal objections, which have been removed by this guidance. We strongly urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Daniel Redman, and I'm an attorney with the Elder Law Project of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Every day we see LGBT elders who urgently need the basic protection provided by this bill. As the assembly member mentioned, federal and state Medicaid laws protect heterosexual married couples from being impoverished when one of the spouses goes into a long-term care facility. And just to provide some further details about how that works, this is because the other spouse is permitted by law to keep over $100,000 in assets and nearly $3,000 per month in income. Under current California law, same-sex couples are completely excluded from this protection. They have to reduce their assets to only $2,000, and all of their income, except for $50 per month, must go towards paying for long-term care. There is no justification for this cruel and unfair treatment, which leaves many LGBT elders unable to pay rent, buy food, or purchase medicine when one of them needs long-term care. For example, in Oakland, a lesbian couple together for 40 years lost their house when one partner went into a nursing home. All of the assets were in the name of the partner who had to go into the nursing home. There were no protections in place, and the partner at home couldn't pay for the mortgage. AB 641 will rectify this serious injustice and ensure that all California seniors are treated equally under the law. We urge your aye vote.
Anyone else like to speak in favor of the measure?
Beth Capellan, on behalf of AFSCME, in support.
Thank you. Is there any opposition? Is there any questions from any of the members? I believe we have a motion by Senator Rubio, is that correct? And it's due pass to appropriations, that's AB 641 FUR. The chair recommends an aye vote. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Strickland?
No.
Strickland, no. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Blakeslee?
No.
Blakeslee, no. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. DeSaunier?
You caught me at a moment.
I was saying.
DeSaunier, aye. Rubio? Rubio, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
That vote is 6-3. Sufficient amount of votes to pass. The measure is out. Thank you very much, Assembly Member.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And thanks. And that concludes the business for today on the 29th. Meeting adjourned.